For hundreds of years, Dubuque's Black heritage has been hidden and left behind by our community. Today, the city of Dubuque is removing the veil on this rich history, bringing Black voices back into our story. We sat down with Chris Happ Olson, and she gave us a little more insight on this project. This is A Hidden History Revealed, unveiling Black heritage in Dubuque. Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to just introduce yourself a little bit and introduce the project, that would be great.
Well, sure. Thanks for having me. My name is Chris Happ Olson. I'm an assistant planner with the City of Dubuque, and I'm a project coordinator for the Black Heritage Survey.
Awesome. So what is the Black Heritage Survey project?
The Black Heritage Survey is an in-depth investigation of our Black heritage, our history here in Dubuque, from 1830 to 1980. And what it does is allows us to uncover that information so we can better understand it and then braid it back into Dubuque's history.
Awesome. What was kind of the inspiration behind this initiative, and how did you end up getting involved?
There have been a lot of great models throughout the United States of being able to think differently about the way we look at our history and also historic preservation. That's the field that I work in. And so being able to better both tell a fuller history of our community, as well as being able to find history that is maybe lost. So either we haven't recognized before, or we've lost vestiges of that, like our buildings around us. So being able to understand that better so we can tell that history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super important to sort of integrate that history that's been forgotten or like forcibly hidden back into our community's story. So who else is involved? Who's on the board for this project?
Well, in addition to Loras College, this is the second class that has focused on our project over the last year. We have a class from University of Dubuque focusing on it. We have utilized a Historic Resource Development Program grant from the state of Iowa that allowed us to hire a consultant team. So normally when we do a survey, which is a preservation term, we hire a consultant and they do that work for us, investigate a neighborhood or the community in order to be able to provide a report back to us about those structures and buildings that are important in their history behind them. In this case, we hired a consultant team. Wapsie Valley Archaeology heads it, and they're creating a multiple property document form that allows us to look at the whole community and look for properties that are important to our Black history here in Dubuque. They have two sub-consultants. One is Ricky King of Roots to Branches Genealogy out of Des Moines, and she is helping us research people. And that's really a special approach that we've taken in this project. And we also have Charles Pearson with Pearson Consulting. We've also been working with other departments in our city, including the Equity and Human Rights Department, as well as the Office of Shared Prosperity and Neighborhood Support, that are helping with outreach for the project. We have our Historic Preservation Commission, which really sponsors the project. Our staff are helping the consultant, and then we also have volunteers in the community. We even have our GIS department helping out by creating a story map that really lets us get the word out as we're doing work and outreach.
Wow, that's awesome. It sounds like there's just a lot of people involved, and it's cool that it's just such a community initiative, that a lot of people are involved to make this part of the community's story. So besides the reports, what are some materials that have been created so far to help, you know, spread awareness of this history?
We're still working on that formal document that the National Park Service sets out as a standard for doing preservation work. But we also created a GIS story map. We call it the Finding Dubuque Atlas, which is uncovering Dubuque's Black heritage. That GIS story map is really a place online that people can explore regardless of where they're in Dubuque or outside of Dubuque. And you can explore place over time. So you can explore Dubuque, find different places, dig into to individual stories about people and events that happened here in Dubuque. And we created that in a way to be able to share the information and also reach out to Black members in our community, as well as the larger community, when we're taking on this project. A lot of what we're relying on is help from people in the community to be able to come forward and tell us about things so we can go back and do that research. And I talked about before that we're researching people instead of places. I come from a place-based work where we typically look for historic buildings and neighborhoods. In this case, we weren't doing that. What we were doing instead was researching families and people, trying to find their stories. Maybe they've moved out of Dubuque and we're still, that's why we have the genealogist on board. But once we find those stories, then we can start to find the places that are important to them or that were important to them. In that way, if a building has been torn down, we still know where that place is. And if the building's still there, we can celebrate it. So it's taking a very different approach to preservation work, where traditionally preservation is focused on what's here and our built environment. And this is really more focused on what is the story behind the place.
That's awesome. And so it sounds like, yeah, there's been a lot that's done already. Where do you see the project going moving forward?
I can see that this is a project that is ripe for the community to pick it up. Mm-hmm. What we're really trying to do is create stories, be able to pull these together, to show people what the neighborhood was like. And when I say the 8th neighborhood, I'm talking about our 8th Street neighborhood, really kind of spilling out into the downtown, going up 8th Street all the way up to Roberts Street, and then to those two hills on either side, the up University, which used to be called Julian Avenue, and up Hill Street. That is really a big focus of our work, that downtown, closer to the river, around 1st and Main Street was the initial settlement, going over toward more of the mid area around Washington Park and where the Dubuque Museum of Art is now, and then going up that 8th Street route into that neighborhood. That was the old farm road out of town, and it was a convenient place for our Black community members to live because a lot of those jobs were downtown.
Mm. Awesome. So how are you looking to spread awareness of this project? Who are you looking to share this with, and how can people get involved?
Well, I think having the information about all those stories allows anyone in the community to be able to pick it up, to be able to utilize it to create something like a podcast, as we're doing today. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they can create a virtual tour of the neighborhood. Maybe you can walk up to Mrs. Sarah Cooper's house. She was a widow who lived on University at 596 University, and be able to see a QR code in a sign that's put in the ground. That QR code can bring up stories about the different uses of that place, about Mrs. Cooper and her life, about her letting the St. Peter's African Methodist Episcopal Church use that space in the 1930s, as well as the Black Prince Hall Masons organization, who was stationed out of that space at that time. So being able to walk around the neighborhood and understand what was there before, hearing stories from people that used to live there, being able to see imagery that that kind of recreates what was there before. I think there's just a lot of opportunity for us to be able to share this with our community members, people that have left, the children in schools. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the project or about the work that you do?
We'll be finishing up this year with the study, but it'll never be finished. We'll always be adding to it as we find more information. And the nice thing about the GIS story map, which is available at cityofdubuque.org/ Black Heritage Survey. So you can go explore that there. What's nice about that is that we can continually add and edit for really no cost to us. And as we find out in more information, maybe we find out something is wrong that we've published and we can edit it. Maybe we can add more information to make the story richer or more complex. That's one of the things that we have found as we uncover these stories. They just become more complex as you learn more. And it is a history that is, you know, it's really heartening and disheartening as you read through the stories. It's both. It's amazing. Our Dubuquers here that really persevered in difficult times and environments. But it's an important history because, you know, we're all in this together. It's our history. It's not just the Black history of Dubuque.
Yeah. So is there anywhere people can go to share stories that they might have about, you know, their Black ancestors in Dubuque?
Yeah, if you go to the cityofdubuque.org website /Black Heritage Survey, you can find my information and our consultants' information. You're welcome to reach out to us during this time or even after the project is done. We will be able to add that information and do some more research to be able to verify and corroborate information with a different first primary sources that we have to be able to do that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to see what happens with the project in the future.
Well, thanks for your help in promoting it.
Yes.